Sorrow ODG, nigga. Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome back to Just Figuring It Out podcast, a podcast that is all about figuring life as a young adult. It's your host, Capucci Nadal. So far so good, I'm doing good. Welcome back to episode 51. I'm literally screaming in my lungs. You guys know how much, you know. To get to episode 50 was quite a motivation, and now I'm here. I'm like, we're 50, nikupata. Yeah, I am so excited. If you guys have listened to episode 50, the period talk, wow, that episode was crazy. That's the only thing I can say. Even editing it. I listened to the episode like a million times, literally. I listened like, to the episode like it was around 6 times or something the same day I was editing. And I couldn't get over the episode. The episode was vibes on vibes. Gosh. Even if you haven't listened to episode 48 about High School Chronicles, that's also another one. But I'll definitely rate episode 50. To be 100 out of 10. The episode was mad. My episode was vibes on vibes. You know, just full of laughter and all that stuff. And I think one of the things I got to learn from the episode is that what I was going through, you know, like in primary and whatever, the other people who like relate to that, although we're not even in the same setting, the same environment as per then, but you know, like my friends were also going through that, they also understood what I was going, like they familiarized, you know, with what was going on. So I don't know, like, you know, when you find a person who familiarizes with their situation, immediately when I click, you're just like, even me, imagine I go through that. When you go through this and that. So yeah, I really loved it. Gosh, I just can't stop talking about the episode. The episode was mad. Wow, you guys, if you haven't listened to it, you should go to listen. You should go and listen to it. So, karibuni to episode 51. Basically, in this episode, we'll just be recapping the month of September and October for me. Yeah, it's October for me. So, activities. What have I done for this month of September and October? I remember for the month of September, I went on an ice cream date with Shiro. Yeah, I really loved it because, you know, we were just talking. I know we normally talk on this other day, but I think, like, that was so purposefully, like, it was, how will I say, like, that specific date was just set aside for us to talk, you know, and just connect as friends. And it was really, really nice. And I think definitely we'll go for others, inshallah. Once I've said this, Shiro will be on my neck. But yeah, I really enjoyed, you know, that, you know. I don't know, I think being in a different environment, not in the environment we're used to having our conversations and all that, was just giving, you know. So yeah, also October I went on a date, same location. Okay, I think I'll just have to say this. I really, really, really love YOLO ice cream. And like, if you know me as a person, like, come on, I draw vizuri. I'm not a person, like, when it comes to restaurants, when it comes to movies, when it comes to listening to things, I don't like repeating, you know. Like, if I've gone to this place, I can go to another one, you know, to just have adventure and, you know, get to many new places and such things. But one thing about YOLO, you go, you will go, you will definitely come back. Their customer service is at 100. And what I say, and actually, you know what I really like about it? Like, yes, they have a lot of people going there and such kind of stuff, but that does not lower the quality of customer service, you know. The people there are so, so awesome, you know. They're very helpful, they're very handy. Like, you just feel at home while they're serving you and such kind of stuff. And also something I really liked about them, they're very pocket-friendly, you know, even in terms of the portions they're serving. They have very huge portions, you know, at a very pocket-friendly amount. That's also something that I really liked about them. And the fact that it's in town, Eco CBD, it's very convenient, I'll say. Yeah. So I'll actually advocate for you guys to go there. And very soon, actually, I think it will be dropping before the episode. There's an article about the place, you know, if you'd like to get to know more about the place and such other kind of stuff, the link will be on the description box. So yeah, I can go and check it out. Just talked about my article. I remember the last time, I think was it in August, I was saying the way I really need to go back to writing, you know, because I like writing, you know. Every time that I'm writing an article or any type of whatever, I just feel like I'm always in another dimension. I'll see, you know, it's always relaxing. It's always just something I look forward to doing. And for the month of September and October, I've been working on that. I've been working on my blogs, my past posts, and I'm back to posting on every Tuesday. I'm very, very proud of myself. And I think I'm finally in that space, you know, where I'm just enjoying things. And I hope that I'll be able to strike that balance, though it's very hard. I remember even I kept saying in the episode, like, every time you have A, B, C, D, like, you can't be at a point where A, B, C, D, and E are working. In most cases, you'll find that A, B, C, D are working, E is not working, or A, B are working, C, D, E are not working. So generally, I guess it's life, you know. There always has to be a balance, but I don't think there's a point where you can get that feel like you go sour, you're just living your best life, you know. Life is so tough. Yeah. Also, I think for this month I've watched a lot of things, a lot of movies, a lot of series and such kind of stuff, and I think I'll be sharing that. So the first I really liked it. And what I like about this movie, I shared this suggestion with a person who, like, we don't even have similar tastes, you know, when it comes to music, when it comes to movies. But the person really enjoyed this movie. And I was like, gosh. I can recommend a movie to a person. We do not share anything in common at all. And the person really enjoyed it. So that's the fun thing about this movie. So the movie is The Luckiest Girl Alive. Well, I was waiting for this movie to drop because I remember earlier on I had seen in Instagram people were marketing whatever, not really marketing, but people were putting this movie in their IG story and such kind of stuff. you know. So basically, The Luckiest Girl Alive is a story about a girl who survived, like, you know, a tragedy that had occurred in the school, you know. And even before that, the girl was raped with, like, multiple of guys. And it's not like she didn't know these guys. The guys were her friends, you know, but things happened. So basically the movie, you know, is just a sort of recap, you know, recapping her life, how she was raped, how she's doing, you know, now she has a fiancé. And there's all that, you know, like adapting and all sort of things. And I think the few things I picked up from the movie is the fact that, you know, us as human beings, we should really work on healing first, you know. I think one of the things that is in the process of healing, at least, is speaking out, talking to someone, or even talking to the person who harmed you or hurt you. You know, at least that, with that, you have closure and you don't have to carry this burden for the rest of your life. Yeah. So that's one thing I learned about that. You guys should go and watch it. It's a really cool movie, and I don't think even my description is making any type of justice to it. There's another documentary I watched, Get Smart With Money. I'll just share, like, one thing that really stuck with me. One thing that really stuck with me was this coach. You know, she's a money coach, sort of a financial advisor, because she's helping people, like, find their way all around money and learn how to manage. Yeah. So actually she was saying that in order to survive, you know, or if even you want to be an entrepreneur or just, like, get into business, you have to have two types of business. You have to have a business that you earn money right now, like, say. For example, I'll say that, let's say I'm doing something like cooking or catering, you know, like such kind of things. Get money, say, hold on, you're paid for your services, like, immediately. And you need to have a business that builds up. In the essence that this business that builds up, of course, it accumulates, like, a large amount of money. But with time, so it needs that patience. Because at the end of the day, you need to eat, you know. So you can't leave your job, or you just can't be depending on this business that takes time to build up. You get, like, it needs time, it needs patience and all sorts of things. So there's that. She also spoke about, like, not having negative thoughts in regards to money. Such kind of thoughts are like, pesa ni kidogo, economy ni baya, you know, like, it gives you the negative vibe, the negative energy with money. And in such kind of cases, you can't make money, because already you've blocked that attractiveness of money. Do you just see money as a bad thing, blah 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 blah. Yeah. And the last thing I think that I got from Get Smart With Money was on investments, like having extra source of income that one cannot rely on being employed, you know, or one cannot rely on having one business, you know, in order to live a very comfortable life with the rates of inflation that is currently in the world, you know. You have to keep up. Yeah. Those are things I watched. Okay, I watched a lot of things. There's like Death and the Funeral. We have Self-Made. Yeah, I'm back to watching Dynasty. Like I've seen the new, there's a new episode, so I'm actually catching up on that. Yeah, I've watched a lot of things. I just can't pinpoint them right now. If that's a thing. So basically, that has been my month. Yeah, I'm also, I think I also mentioned this, I was doing a lot of, I was getting into Canvas, yeah. And there's a post, yeah, on episode 50, there's a post, the first slide, I created the canvas. So I think I'm very proud of myself. Like I feel like Nina Songa, I am moving, I'm learning how to create new things in Canvas, which is really cool, you know. And yeah, I'm just trying to try a lot of things, you know. I'm just experimenting with a lot of stuff, you know, to see what works and just have fun while at it, you know. Life's too short to always be tight, you know, with yourself. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Of course, share this episode. Don't be stingy, guys. So go away, pick your cotton, don't get to this beautiful and lovely voice. Share the episode. Follow the Instagram page. Follow me in the podcasting platforms. And yeah, have a lovely week, guys.